2, from the Director of the Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to amend Milwaukee County General Ordinance 17.09, subsection 1 and 2, as it relates to new appointees and relocation reimbursement policies.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move approval, and I'm sure everyone has seen that, you know, this price of doing business a little bit, and also I like the qualifications, if that's the right word, to keep the reimbursement expenses. People would leave prematurely or wouldn't fulfill, a year or two on the job in some areas. So I'm fine with it. First thing I would move approval.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question. There's reference to the precedent and other governments that do this. How does the proposed amount compare to other such policies?
Thank you. We looked at a number of different public sector entities specifically and found a wide range. The lowest number I found in terms of the allowable amount was, I want to say, maybe $3,500 was at the low end. At the high end, there was a county we looked at. It was actually the St. Louis area where there was no maximum. It was really up to the city manager or the county exec and how the negotiation went. So there was really no, you know, nothing. So it really was a wide range. But we looked at King County. We looked at Hamilton County in the Cincinnati area, St. Louis area. Waukesha County has a policy. The city has a policy. What's unique about theirs is that, and it's about 20 years old, so I don't know, you know, if they've updated it recently, but it's based upon a percentage of the midpoint of the pay range the person's in. So it's all over the map.
Okay. Appreciate that. And then a question. I did not understand fiscal note, the $20,000. Specifically D. I could not understand the meaning of that in the context that it previously said that the departments absorb this, so I didn't understand the reference to, well, I just don't understand the statement. If the departments are each absorbing this within their budget, I don't see where the additional cost not otherwise covered by the allocated contingency account. I don't understand that.
I think we were just trying to be somewhat transparent and putting a number on the number, on the amount of activity that we would be involved in. We don't expect this to be used, excessively. Is this a $500,000 item countywide? Is it a $20,000 countywide? We put a fiscal note on it of $20,000, but yes, you're correct. It would be absorbed within the department. It would not be in addition to, as you noted.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the reference to the allocated contingency account is a reference to the positions in the sheriff's office that we've been recruiting for, the inmate medical positions. And there's money set aside in an allocated contingency account to help in that recruitment. That's what that's a reference to.
Okay. Yeah, that was my amendment. But I don't remember how that would function differently than, I mean, it was broad allocation. It was broad allocation for the recruitment and the salaries and all that. So, I'm sorry, but you're saying it's like any other department. It would be funded within that. It's not an additional expenditure.
Correct. For all other departments, it would be coming out of department budgets for the sheriffs for those positions. We'd be pursuing it through the allocated contingency account.
Okay. Very. All right. Thank you.
And just so everyone's clear, these are actual expenses. Receipts would have to be given, and they would be reimbursed.
That's correct.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I do.
Okay.
And a motion for approval. Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Livingston.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 9-0. We took up item 23, so we are now on item number 24.